So today we are part two of the Where Is Your Faith series. Amen. Lord, thank you for doing it yet again in this beautiful place, this wonderful atmosphere with beautiful and wonderful people. We are so grateful to stand before the throne of grace and teach and share this morning. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Yahweh's sight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. This Where's Your Faith series is important. Amen. A prayer life is a faith life. Everybody say pray. We got to pray more now than ever. Amen. But when we pray, it is definitely a display that you have faith. I told the teens yesterday, let's do the staring challenge. I had little kids in front of me. And when I said, we're going to do the staring challenge, they said, oh, I'm good at this. And I went to try to stare at them. And then I did something to distract them. And I said, see, you lost. You ain't as good as you say you are. They said, look, let's do it again. And I got them again. They couldn't stare me down. They couldn't stare me down. And so I told the teens yesterday, I said, you know what? Pray. I know you've never seen God, but raise your hand if you've ever felt God. Amen. And all of them felt that all of the teens, they raised their hand. They said, yep, I've never seen him with my retina, but I do feel God. And maybe 3 minutes later, man, the move, it was Holy Ghost swept it, came in that room and wrecked us. We didn't even really rehearse. I haven't seen God, but I feel God. Oh, yeah. Look at somebody say, I feel God. We know God by his effects. Oh, yeah. Amen. We can see the trees. We can feel the wind. We can feel his presence in our life and on our life. I know him by his effects. And every time we pray, it shows our level of faith. God, can you hear me? Are you, knock, knock, are you there? Amen. Are you there, God? Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever, I even told the kids yesterday, I said, draw nigh, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. But Hebrews 11:6, whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So when we pray, it's a level of faith because you got to believe somebody's on the other end of the prayer ready to meet your need. Amen. Amen. Many of us don't pray because we don't believe the person on the other end of the phone can meet your need. Amen. So our prayer life reflects our level of faith. Well, I guess if he did it before, 1:6, love James 1:6, it says, but let him ask in faith. With no doubt, everybody say, no doubt. Okay. No doubt, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by wind. When we pray, we got to have childlike faith. We pray and we don't doubt. All right, and so the scripture I want to lift today specifically, I've lifted it before years ago, I believe, but we're going to be in 3 John. 3 John. You got 1 John, you got 2 John. They're so short. I feel like they should have just combined them, you know. And so, and plus, some think that the author of 3 John is the same author of the Gospel of John. So perhaps the same apostle, John the apostle, wrote 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the Gospel of John. And some think he wrote Revelation. Really doesn't matter to me, but just thought you guys should know that who you're about to hear from. We don't know if he had any kids. I don't know, but he definitely referred to himself as an elder. Everybody say Elder John. He's about to talk to us. Listen, this may not be a shout message, but y'all gonna be smiling before the end of the day. And if not, then I give you your money back. I'm telling y'all gonna be grinning. You're gonna listen. This is gonna be a feel good message. You may not shout, but it's one of those encouraging messages, at least from my lens. Elder John is about to encourage us in the faith. Amen? Amen. And Elder John says in 3 John 1:2, beloved, you know when somebody come to you and say, beloved, you feel good already, right? Because there's an alternative to beloved, and you don't want to know what that is. Amen. He says, beloved, first of all, I believe in a God that can do something about it. Because he says, beloved, I pray. Look at somebody say, I pray. I pray sometimes. Everybody say, I pray sometimes. John says, the Apostle John or Elder John says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Just as, why he didn't say good health? Because it's already implied in the word health that it's good. Look at somebody say, it's all good. Everybody say, it's all good. I know you may say I need to get more fit. You know, I may need to shave off a little bit, but I feel pretty healthy. Amen. You don't say I feel good and healthy, because health, there's a word in health that I just saw. You see it in there? Health is, what's that word in health? Health, healthy, be in health just as your soul prospers. So it's almost like an implication that you're already doing good, because I want your external to catch up with your internal. Sometimes we feel better on the inside than we do on the outside. That's why we say, I'm better than I deserve. How you doing? You know, I'm making it. You know, I feel better than I look. I know I look a mess, but I feel better than that. Or you may say, the spirit is willing. But what's the next part? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. So it's interesting that he is pointing out the soul, he said, because he's really wanting your external to match up with your internal. That spirit, that's why it's most importantly to feed your spirit man than your natural man. And I'm a foodie. But we got to eat more spiritual food than natural food. Even though this next graphic is associated with food, I want to talk about today, stay salty. Everybody say, stay salty. Or it could be, you know, you may hear me say, I see salt. Or, and normally you taste salt, but it's interesting that I'm saying, I see salt, because you can see salt, but even though I'm talking about salt right now, you probably taste salt, right? You can taste it. How many like extra salt on your food? I don't know why. A friend of mine, he before he even tasted it, he said, you got some salt? I'm like, bro, you got to taste it first. You don't even know. You're just addicted to salt. He said, you're addicted to sugar. I said, okay, are we even? Luke 14, okay? Luke 14 says, verse 34, salt is good. Everybody say, salt is good. Stay salty, house of Judah. Stay salty, Alpheus. But if salt has lost its taste, it's good for nobody. That's what basically this passage is saying. How shall its saltiness be restored? It is no use for either the dirt or the manure pile. Good God Almighty. It is thrown away. Look at somebody say, stay salty. So we can be useful. Okay. Everybody say, stay salty. Back to 3 John chapter 1. Gaius is saying, John is saying to Gaius, beloved, to this gentleman named Gaius. He says, beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things. Everybody say, all the things. Everybody say, all the things. Not just in health, but in wealth, in finance, in peace, on your job, in school. Everybody say, all things, just as your soul prosper. But you got to stop before you read this. Y'all remember this? I'll do this in 60 seconds. Everybody say, stop. Y'all remember the S in stop, which is basically a responsible way to interpret the Bible. S stands for what? Little test. S stands for somebody. Situations. Who says situation? Situation, all right? I treat you like my class. S stands for situation. The T stands for what? Stop. You got to stop before you read. The type of literature. All right? The type of literature. The O in stop stands for what? Come on, class. It stands for who is being addressed. The object. Everybody say object. The S in stop stands for what? Situation. The T stands for what? The type of literature. The O stands for what? The object, who's being addressed? The P stands for what? PPP. Prescription. Prescription. Is what we're reading in today, 3 John, a prescription, or is it a description? If we don't stop, everybody say stop. Everybody say stop. Because if we don't stop before, we can likely misread a passage and a verse and become disappointed. I've said this before. We're disappointed because someone declares a scripture over you and like it's an unconditional promise, and they say in 10 days or in 24 hours, it's going to turn around. And they bring up in a passage, and in 24 hours, you don't see nothing, feel nothing. You don't get nothing, and you saying the word of God is just fake. Because they didn't stop. Is it a prescription or is it a description? You're out of order when you do that. We gotta stop doing that. Amen. And plus it's associated sometimes with an offering. Bring that $20 out. Because you gotta give them something in exchange. Give me that $100, and then you gotta make them feel good in the moment. And then when it wears off in 24 hours, nothing happens. And then they say, well, you didn't have the faith. Y'all know, man, we got to stop that. We got to stop that, fellow teachers and preachers and apostles and saints and angels. What are we doing out here? Amen. Messing with the people. Keep your money. All right. Don't keep your money. Give it to the house of Judah. All right. We ain't doing that here. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody say, I'm salty. A little salty this morning. But John is talking to Gaius. He said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. This is a prayer. This is awesome that one man of God is talking to another man, God, wishing him well. We lack that in a day like today where we're just wishing others well. Amen. You know, you look nice today. You know, I respect your marriage. I love how you guys treat each other. I like how you carry yourself. I'm proud of you for sticking it out in school. We got to just speak more blessings. Amen. And this is what John is doing to Gaius. Let me give you 20 seconds to just look at somebody and to tell them to speak well of them or just encourage them in the faith. Real quick, just do it across the room. I know it's kind of chaotic, but this is kingdom chaos. Come on, look at somebody and say, hey, you got it going on today. Come on, in the balcony, look at somebody, text somebody. Yeah, say I'm, they just, see, look at the smiles. The smile's coming a little bit early. I promised them in about 30 minutes. So what is the situation here? John is talking to a specific person. Ed, stop, he's talking to Gaius. All right, he knows him personally. That's their conversation. T, what is the type of literature? It is a personal letter. It's a letter that came to Gaius's mailbox, not my mailbox. Don't steal my mail. Look at somebody said, don't steal my mail. She was proud of him, not me. All right. So we got to celebrate. Let's celebrate Gaius for a second. It is not a prophetic or, all right, there's, amen. Or wisdom proverb. Object, who's the object? I would like to be the object. I would like to be on the other end of this. Amen. But who's the object here? Gaius is the object. This is not a universal, and church is not to the church universally and or generally, okay? And then the prescription. Verse 2 is a prayer or a wish. I pray is not a command. It's not a command or a unconditional promise that every believer will experience physical health and material prosperity. Alpheus, you saying God doesn't want me to prosper? Thought you said I was going to be smiling. Now I was just smiling. Now I'm like, you're saying God doesn't want me to prosper. No, that's not what I'm saying. Amen. Plus the Bible says in Philippians 4:19. Turn there real quick. Philippians 4:19. You know, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible. You know why? Anybody can guess why? I think maybe one person in this room maybe can guess why. Philippians 4:19, because somebody was born on April the 19th. Amen? And when she was born, things started to line up for me to meet this person that was born on 4/19. And it's just interesting that in 4/19, that the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, if you catch my drift, it says, and God will supply. Lex was born on 4/19. My wife, if you're listening to this podcast, he will supply all of your need, your wife, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Of course, God wants us to prosper. Amen. But it has to be according to his riches. Thank God it wasn't another birthday. Thank God it wasn't a 3/16 or a 2/11 or 9/8. Amen. 4/19 was a blessing to me, and it's going to be a blessing to you. Philippians 4:19, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God will supply all of your what? All of your what? Need. It comes from a Greek word that I pronounced years ago wrong. But before I had some mentors, they said, no, that's not how you pronounce it, Alpha. It's actually pronounced kria. Kria, all right? And that's the best I can do. Everybody say kria. Goodness. God will supply all of your kria. Everybody shout kria. Everybody say kria. It is supplies. Anybody is expecting something or needs something from God this very moment? Like you have a desperate, you like, God, I need you. This means you need kria. This is basically supplies for kingdom exploits. A bogus journey. God will supply all of your need, your needs for the journey, for his journey. Everybody say his journey. A bogus journey equals no distribution. Why is there a drought in my house? Why is there a drought in my spirit? Why is there a drought in my company? Because God finances what? Kingdom businesses. He finances kingdom vision. All right, there's a church called Kingdom Vision. I remember last year when we went to China, even though the trip was free, the government financed the trip. They didn't pay for the passports. They didn't pay for the flights to go to D.C. And they didn't pay for the gas to travel around the city and the state and collect and some other hidden costs. Everybody said free and always free. That bill started to rack up in the thousands, believe it or not. But the day before we went to China, there was a check written to our foundation that covered every expense. And it almost didn't happen. God will supply all of your need if it's aligned to his way and his will. Amen. And I just told the kids the day before it happened, I read the scripture to them, and then I had the testimony. I could tell them that I told them the whole testimony. I said, I just told you guys that. Amen. But are you good for business? God will supply all of your need. Are you good for business? Can God invest in you? I know God can invest in that business. It is so tasty. I know it can. This is Entrepreneur Month. I wanted to tell you last week. Start that business. We all will sell you out every day. God was, listen, God, if you weren't about finances, we would sow a seed. We would get you going. I know it don't take much to make those pies, but man, them pies could just be a blessing. You could take the extra money and serve the, I'm going to stop picking on you, but you could take the profit. If you don't want the profit, we could take the profits and we can just feed more people. Put smiles on people's place. Does your to-do list get God's attention? Do your footsteps trigger the distribution of God's resources? Does your footsteps, that's one of mine. I got you. Every time you do this, or does your footsteps sound like this? You walking, but he can't even hear you. The Bible says somewhere, surely goodness, help me out. I know it's in Psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall what? Follow me all the days of my life. First of all, you got to be going somewhere for to be followed. So if you're doing this, ain't nothing following you. How am I following you if you're not going anywhere? Look at somebody say, I'm going somewhere. But would you put money in a vending machine that is out of order? So this is just a 2 second, just encouragement for somebody in this room. Let's get aligned with God's will and God's way and watch the drought dry up. The drought is going to dry up. Amen. Is your journey worth investing? Because who in their right mind would put a money in a machine that's out of order? Amen. Who would put money in a machine that's out of order? But God does put money in a machine that's broke. Does that make sense? He's not putting money in a machine that's out of order, but he's putting money in a machine that is broke. What do I mean by that? In a machine that is broken, that's honest. God, I ain't got it. God, you know what? Doesn't make sense. I'm broken. Not out of order, but broke. Broken. Everybody say broken. 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 Everybody say broken. He will absolutely invest in a believer that is broken, that is yielded, that is honest, that is humble. There's another passage that says that God is close to the brokenhearted, or the contrite spirit, I believe is what it says. He is close to you when you're broken. You ain't got to come to God with everything together. Amen. Where you are weak, he is strong. You can be vulnerable, not with Alphaeus. Maybe he'll judge you. Man, why are you acting like that? As a matter of fact, it's funny. I was at the gas station yesterday, and people just can't let you just have a moment. I was at the gas station. We're in the rental car, by the way. And the rental car is so short. I'm taller than the rental car, so it was a perfect place to just relax. I'm just relaxing, sir. So I put my head down on the car like this while I was pumping gas. And a man yelled across the other pump. He said, "Man, it ain't that bad. Lift your head up." And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I said, "Man, I'm not down. I'm just full. I just ate barbecue." I said, let me just chill. why did I say that? Why am I even saying this? He said, "Ain't that bad?" I said, "I know." I said, "I'm doing good right now." Look at somebody saying, "I'm doing good." when it's bad, it's really good. God will supply all of your needs according to his riches. John is talking to Gaius. He said, "I wish above all that you would prosper." Prosper here comes from a Greek word called euodo. Everybody say euodo. And this means to have a prosperous journey. Everybody say euodo. I wish above all that you will have euodo, to have a journey that's prosperous. A journey that's prosperous, to have a prosperous journey, being led along a favorable path. This is a good prayer. Amen. This is a really, really good prayer. And I'm so glad that here at the House of Judah, we strive for truth. We strive for righteousness. We strive to do right. Amen. Because God blesses that. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." My God, he is shielding this church. He is protecting this church. "The Lord will give grace and glory. No good." Now make some noise with your feet. From those who what? Who what? Everybody just kind of make some noise with your feet. Who does what? Who walks uprightly. It's almost like every time you take a step, God is blessing. He will bless and he will continue to bless. We just got to keep it moving. Remember, I started off today. Motion is what? Motion is lotion. Motion is lotion, because lotion makes you look and makes you shiny. So when we're moving, we get shiny. Some of us put on lotion. Some of us put on baby oil. Some of us put on that old school wet grease, that Vaseline, grease, Vaseline, and you're shiny. Motion, and then it's a whole lot of motion when you're doing the grease or Vaseline. Vaseline seems more old school. And it's like, you just, man, you got Vaseline on your head, and you walk out the house and say, "Hey, come here." "What?" They didn't rub it in all the way. And so they take some. Everybody had that happen to you? And then they rub it in, and then you just get shiny. Motion is lotion. Motion calls you to be shiny, which means you are a what? You're seen. You are a light. So this church, the encouragement today is just to keep moving. Keep moving, keep moving, keep letting our light shine. Keep the faith in your feet. Come on, make that sound one more time, because motion is lotion. Motion is light. Keep your feet moving. Even just doing this is doing this in faith, because I don't feel like moving. I feel like getting on the couch. I don't even drink Coca-Colas. Who are my Coke drinkers? My Diet Coke, Coke Zeros. My Dr. Peppers, Coke Zero. Yep, look, see, the hand went up. Sweet tea drinkers. Iced tea, yep. Lemonade drinkers. Fruit punch. Bubblies. Right here, bubblies. Yep. That's what I want to do. I just want to sit on that couch. But Matthew 5:16 says, let your light. It's interesting that it starts off with let. Everybody say let. Yeah. That let thing, because sometimes I don't want to let loose. Let your light. It's like such a faith move to even just be a light. I don't want to choose the high road. You know, I want to respond a certain way. I even told I'm almost finished too, so I'm going to tell the story. I told this, I was so vulnerable with the teenagers. I told them a time where I made a bad decision when I was their age and middle school. I said, y'all want me to tell it? I said, no, I'm not going to tell it. They said, tell it. So I'm not going to tell it unless y'all tell me to tell it.
Tell it.
Okay. And so I told them about this fight in middle school, and I told them, and I felt bad because I started to, even in my right now, at that very moment, I took a position that I shouldn't have taken. And I said, it wasn't a fight, because a fight is when there's an exchange of punches. I said, I only threw one punch. It wasn't a fight. They said, you don't even look like you would have thrown a punch. I said, yeah, he called me a name. And I threw one punch. As a matter of fact, when he called me the name, everybody said, hit him, Alpheus, hit him. They called me Alf back in middle school. Alf, don't y'all do it. That's the old. They said, Alf, hit him. And I hit him, you know. And that was not what I was supposed to do. But the street creds I gained yesterday in front of them teens. They said, if that's a true story, you down. And then the same people that told me to hit him, when he got a black eye, I got OSS. You know what that means, right? Out of school suspension. They said, Alphys, why you hit him? Alf, why you hit him? I said, y'all told me to hit him. But you didn't have to do that. He got a black eye. And so I would say his name, but we're streaming. I don't want him to find me, because he probably can give me a run for my money these days. And so, but I know his name. I actually saw him years ago, and I was praying that he didn't remember that. I said, hey, I was so hoping. Yeah, I was like, yeah, but you shouldn't have called me that name. I should have been greasy. I should have, motion is lotion. I should have turned and went the other way, and I would have had perfect attendance. And I wouldn't have been grounded, or whatever my parents did, or fussed at me. I might have got a whooping in middle school, you know, knowing my mama. Let your light shine. Y'all being a bully too, by the way, laughing at me. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works that I don't want to do, and glorify your Father in heaven. It's a blessing that you guys are here today. You pressed today. You pressed some here. Motion is lotion. You being a light, just being here, you encouraging me knowing some of what some of you guys have gone through, or going through, or have been through, or maybe some things that you have been through, you're going through, that nobody knows. So I want to read 3 John. This is going to be the ALF translation, and then I'm finished. This is the ALF. Now y'all know my nickname. I can't come from that. This is the AA translation. Because if you can wait, sweets. How did John know that Gaius's soul was doing so well? Because it says that, beloved, It says in 3 John, how did Gaius even know this about, John know this about Gaius? And John says, the elder, it's like he's talking to Gaius like he's one of his kids. You know, and again, 3 John 1, it said, the elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. I wish above all that you would prosper, be in health, as your soul prosper. Well, how do you know his soul is prospering? There's a song that says, something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Because what's on the inside of you is going to come out. You can't hide money, right? But you can't hide peace. You can't hide happiness. Is that a real marriage? Yeah, that's a real marriage. You can't hide that. Is that a real apple pie? Yes, it's a real one. You can't hide good ingredients. You hear me? You can't hide faithfulness. And so this is the AA version for 3 John. This is really the House of Judah version. Because how did John even know? So I'm going to read this, and maybe, Sweets, you can just give maybe 2 or 3 seconds to those graphics. So this is God perhaps speaking, or this is perhaps, believe it or not, guys, even in 2026, there is a testimony about this church. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about the House of Judah. It's still faithful to the truth. I know what the original text says, but it's still faithful to. Do you know how many churches are closing every month? And the House of Judah is still here?
Yeah.
I'm just here to encourage us here in the next 2 minutes. Telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that the men and women of God in the House of Judah are walking in truth. Clap your hands, because we're walking in truth. There's some graphics that would show us that we have been walking in truth, that we are walking in truth, that we are walking in truth. If you can go to them, Danny. 3 John, the house, this is the original passage that has a little House of Judah flair to it. House of Judah, despite changes, you are faithful in what you are doing. For the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you, I didn't have a graphic for this, but I know there are graphics somewhere. Plus, some things need to be protected for dignity's sake. So many have been blessed by this church through college ministry. Musicians and singers, they have gotten their reps in, and leaders have been trained on this very soil. Clap your hands. Amen. Those that have been blessed realize that is all love. Now, if you read the original text, you'll see what it says. Verse 5 says, beloved, you do faithful. Everybody say, we do faithful.
We do faithful.
We do faithful. Everybody say, we do faithful.
We do faithful.
Because you showed up. You do faithful whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers. Those that have been blessed realize that it's all love. Verse 6, who have borne witness to your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. Please continue to bless House of Judah in a manner that honors God. Now I'm Elder John. I'm only 45 in a couple months, but I'm Elder John right now. It was for the sake of thy name that they went out receiving no help from the pagans, doing things the world's way. That's basically what it means. We are financed from the kingdom. Amen. Grants would be nice, but it's believers financing the House of Judah. Amen. And doing things. Now, there's another way that we can operate here at the House of Judah. But we ain't about that life. Amen. We're about being honest. We're about integrity. And we're about teaching and preaching the truth. Amen. Receiving help from no pagans, doing things the world way. May God richly bless this ministry and those that serve their families in the community. And let's make it personal. May God bless you that are serving your families and the community. Lex and I included. We don't have any kids, and we do realize that we do lift that because it's the reality. We do say sometimes, if we're honest, we ain't got to do this. But God does not have to bless us either. But we don't have to do this. Amen. That's how you know it is a something we can't run from. It is a calling. It is, it's almost, I thought it was going to decrease because, you know, trending towards retirement. But it seemed like it's increasing. And it's like, what do we do with that? Now it's even more faith walk, more sacrifice. Because the older we get, things will change. And you're going to want to not do what's in your heart to do because of the progression of time. Does that make sense? But even we have to yield to the calling, even if we don't want to do it. Amen. And I wish we wasn't streaming, but we set aside money for the next generation. We set aside a certain amount of money for the next generation. And we, so many testimonies, we one man plants, another man what? Waters, but what? God gives the increase. May God richly bless this ministry and those that serve their families and the community. If you enjoy this teaching, clap your hands. I told you I won't be too long. I told you, look at y'all smiling. I knew y'all would be smiling.